Well, here you are again. Well, yeah, they're still here. Here last time I was here. What are you doing here? How are you here? With all that's going on in the world, all the ups and downs and the political turmoil and the economic turmoil and personal turmoil, and here you are. God bless you. God bless you. I look around, there's so many different walks of life in this room. And some of you woke up this morning and were crunchy, crunchy. Ready to go. Some of you woke up this morning and the life felt like it was pressing down on. Lots of different walks of life right here. And here you are. Why are you here? Why are you here? You know that there's something bigger, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
There's something much larger than all the politics, than all the economy, than all the things that's going on. There's something bigger going on, and you're part of that. God bless you. I appreciate what Greg had to say just a few minutes ago. It's interesting sometimes, Greg. He and I didn't talk about what I was going to talk about so much. He kind of had an idea, but there's a few scriptures that I was going to use. He introduced those. It's interesting how that works, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This morning in class, Greg's been talking about the book of Luke. Luke will do this in the very beginning of his gospel, and Matthew will do the same thing. They will introduce their gospel by saying, in the time of King Herod. In a time when all the powers were at play. And the Herod had a lot of power. He could say a word and kill all the babies of the land. He had a lot of power. But in the time of King Herod came Jesus, a different kind of king, bringing forth a different kind of kingdom that you are a part of. We have a different kind of king. So God bless you again, over and over and over again. You are doing more now in these moments than you could even possibly imagine. We're declaring, we're proclaiming, we're imaging the faithfulness of God. One day, God walked up to a man. Abram, come here, I want to show you something. You see all of those? Count them. And Abram said, I can't count all the stars, Lord. And he said, if you follow me, you trust me? You trust me? Follow me, and I'll make your descendants like the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore, and it's going to bless the entire world. And then later on, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, just a few verses down from what we read this morning, Paul would say that you are the righteousness of God. You are the visible witnesses to the world that God is faithful to his word. God made a promise. God will always keep his promises. How do we know that's true? Look at these people right here. You are a visible witness of the faithfulness of God. You are the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
So God bless you. Now this morning, I'm going to give a little report. This is my fifth time to go to Africa. Man, every time I go back, I'm like, oh, this is so neat. Greg's about to get to go to Cambodia. Man, that's so cool. I've been going to Africa 5 times now. I've reported to you 2 different times. This will be my third report back to you. So Thank you for walking next to us in this good work, too. Very good work. Now, I'm going to throw out some numbers and different things like that. I'm going to talk about how many people we baptized and all this kind of stuff. And sometimes people go, man, we're not doing that in Midland. Why are we doing with Africa in the middle of what we're doing in Africa? That's not what this is for. This is not to discourage you. This is to encourage you. The kingdom is bigger than what you could even imagine. Okay? Today I want to talk about the trip that we just got back from in June. Again, it's my fifth trip. It's up here. We go to Ghana and Togo, which is right there. It's right in the armpit of Africa. Kind of looks right there. Africa kind of looks like Texas. There we go. Thank you, Greg. Right there in the armpit. We landed here in Accra, which is the capital of Ghana. We made our way over to Joje. In Joje, we have a hospital. And we stayed there at the hospital for a few days, the campus there. It's very good work that's going on in that hospital. In June, there's a bigger group that goes with us. There are about 13 Americans that went. All the ladies stayed right, and a few men stayed here in Joje, and they did some medical missions. They did also did a number of women's days. It was very successful. And then there was a handful of us guys. There's about four or five of us guys that then traveled up north. We did some work up here. Then we traveled over into Togo. I'll talk about this. Came down here to Pame, all the way back to Lome, which is the capital of Togo. Then we went back to Joje and back to Accra, and we came back home. That's a real quick view. Kind of, we covered a lot of country in our trip in June. Like I said, there were 13 Americans that went. The women stayed back and did some medical missions. They treated about almost 2,400 people during those medical days. They had a couple of women's days. There was one day where, I mean, the church, there was a church building about almost this size, and it was packed. There's over 500 women that came. There were women inside and outside. It's really a neat deal for them. And then us guys, like I said, we went up, and I'll talk about these two things in my presentation, but we saw a couple of graduations that were really impactful for me, but they were had a neat story behind them. During the trip, we had about 869 baptisms. One of our objectives, if you'll remember the presentation that I gave a few months back about our September trip, I talked about the Kingdom Road. We baptized a bunch of people there. While we were there, we discovered there were some old congregations that had been established years ago from previous missionaries that had collapsed. And so we wanted to go back into that area and restore a lot of those churches. So that was one of our objectives on this trip. And we restored 18 of those churches while we were there. We established 15 new congregations. There's a picture of that Women's Day. There are over 500 ladies that went up there. They're excited. And it's hot, man. It's hot in there. No air conditioner. But those ladies really love it. They'll spend the entire day. There's ladies standing outside and inside. It's a big day for them. This is what the medical mission would look like. We'd go back out into these villages. We teamed up with that hospital that I was talking about. The staff went with us, and they were giving a lot of people medical treatment. We would set up some tents outside like this. And this is one old church right here that people meet in. And we would get there on their campus. There was a lot of people, almost 2,400 people that got treated. So that's what the ladies were doing down in Joje while we were moving up north. So we moved on up north. We crossed on a ferry here across this Volta Lake. The Volta Lake here was it a long time, the largest man-made lake in the world. I think China maybe has now made a bigger one, but for the longest time, this is the largest lake in the world. We made our way across the lake over into Pandai, and you'll remember from my report last time, there was a road here that we discovered last time we were here in Ghana that surprised us. We called it Kingdom Road. You'll remember that. Jerry Mitchell, remember Jerry Mitchell wrote a report about this, and in the Christian Chronicle, and you can go back and read all about that. Very successful area that we found here in Ghana. We were surprised to find that in Ghana because Ghana's pretty well Christianized now. We didn't think there were any more pockets like this left in Ghana, but we found it. The Kakamba people up in this area in Togo and Ghana have been super receptive. So, but we Togo is very much open. They're about 20 years behind Ghana, but we found these people up in this Kingdom Road. So this is where we went up there and restored a lot of those old churches. You'll remember some of the highlights from my September report. We discovered that Kingdom Road. There were about 2,100 baptisms, and we had about 44 new churches established then. These are some of the guys that we left behind. Now, after we leave, these men here have been a part of the ministry for many, many years, and these guys are workers. Strong, devoted to the Lord, and they've been free. They're all preachers and missionaries themselves. They follow up and they really disciple these churches and help them to grow. Leaders bubble up out of those churches. Some of those leaders will end up going to some of the schools, the Bible schools that we have up there, and then those people will come back to their own village where they are leaders in their own villages. Very important. But this discipleship training is super important to this work. And many of these men were the ones that were helping those new churches. This is something of a lot of the structures that we build. Once we establish a church and they've been meeting under a tree for 6 or 9 months, and we realize, okay, these people are faithful. They need a little place to gather. So we'll build a little structure like this. This costs us about $4,500 to build. We've built a whole lot of them along Kingdom Road now since September. In some cases, like in this case right here, right in the middle of that Kingdom Road, there was one congregation that had right at 400 people meeting regularly every Sunday underneath this tree right here. We got to meet with them. This is us gathering up. This is in the middle of the week, and a lot of them came to talk to us. So we said, you know what? It's a big congregation. It needs more than just a little structure. Also, it's centrally located along this Kingdom Road. We could use that for training, bringing the other churches, the other villages together to unite them. So let's build them a little bit bigger structure. So in some cases, we'll build them something like this. This one will cost about $20,000 or so to build. So they were in the process of building that right there in that village when we were there in June, and now they've just about finished that. It'll still be open air, still very rough. People will be sitting outside as well as inside. They use it to its capacity. So sometimes we'll build something like that. So that was kind of that Kingdom Road. That was the restoration of those churches around there, the establishment of some new churches. Once we worked that area, we then went up here more north and crossed the border into Togo, into this Garankuka area. Now, I want to talk about that for just a minute. This is really neat. 4 years ago, when we discovered this northern part of Togo where these Kakamba people live, there were maybe three churches or so in this area. Now there are over 200 churches
Wow.
in this area. It has absolutely exploded. And we've been working alongside these disciples who were leading us to these villages, who were meeting the chiefs, getting permission to come, who are establishing these relationships with them. We'll come in, preach the gospel, baptize people, and then those guys are discipling those new churches. And at the same time, they're going to school, Bible school themselves, and gaining wisdom and knowledge in the gospel. It was really neat on this trip. One of the things that stood out to me, we went up into this Garankuka area, and we have a satellite school that moved up in there. They do the World Bible Institute curriculum. They moved up into this area and they taught a number of students there. And we got to go to the very first graduation of that area. These seven guys were the graduates from that area. It was an exciting time. The people were so thrilled. There was a big crowd that showed up. Here's what it kind of looks like. All these people came to see their graduates graduate from this college. They were so excited. These were the same men that we have been working with for a number of years. Here's four of them. This is Christopher, Sarah, David, and Matthew. I worked with these four guys on my very first trip in September of 22. And we were in a jungle van together going back into these jungles, we were baptized 3,400 people on that trip. These guys are workers. While they're going to school, now they've graduated, they're just tremendous leaders and young and energetic and fired up for the kingdom. I'll talk about them again here in a minute. Second Corinthians. I'm going to come back to Second Corinthians here in a minute, Greg, because I want to tell you what we encourage these people to do once they've been baptized. These four guys have a special place in my heart. Once we did the graduation up here in Huaraca, then we came down all the way down to Atacame, where there's a more established campus there. There's a Bible college there. We've built some nice buildings there. People can actually come and live on campus for a couple of years, however long it takes them to get through the curriculum. It's a little bit more established campus. This is what it looks like. There's a couple of offices here where they can use that for office areas. This is an open air pavilion where they can do where we did the graduation right there and other events. Back here, they have some housing and a kitchen and different things like that. So it's a pretty nice little campus. On this graduation, there were 17 graduates. And what's really cool about these 17 graduates here is that they represent 10 out of 12 of the areas in Togo. Think about that for just a second. 17 graduates representing all of Togo. We will send them back to their villages. We're covering almost all of Togo. Really a neat story. Now, I want to back up because I have a story about this. I want to back you up a little few to last year, February of 23. And I can't remember if I told y'all this story or not, but it's in one of my presentations. We came to this village in February of 2023. This would have been my second trip. We stopped our jungle van right next to this mosque. It was a brand new mosque. It was really interesting looking out in this village. And I was taking pictures of it. We walked right up this road and we preached underneath this tree. But as I'm walking around this mosque, I'm like, man, this is really interesting. There were a couple of guys right on the other side of it doing some work. I thought, well, that's kind of cool. I want to watch these guys build bricks. So I walked up to them and said, can I get a video of you and can I get some pictures? And they're like, yeah, come on. I assumed they were Muslim. I mean, we're right there by the new Muslim mosque. I assumed they were Muslim. I said, will this thing work? Okay, there's a video in there that shows them building the brick. It's kind of cool. And then I got a little selfie with us. And I said, thanks, guys. It's nice to meet you guys. I've got to go. I'm going to walk up the road and preach the gospel. I want you to notice this guy right here. We walked up the road. Got under a tree. We preached the gospel. All four of these guys were baptized into Christ that day. I was shocked. It's really neat. We went back. Here's one of those guys, that guy that was on the left there. His name is Joji. Joji. I think I'm saying that right. Here we are. We came back to the village. And when we come back to the village, we give them a proclaimer, which has the Bible, an audio Bible, so that they can listen to it and they can share that amongst the people in the villages. This is his wife. She was also baptized that day. When she came back to us, she said, I've been going to the mosque. Should I keep going to there? We're like, no, you don't need them anymore. So I didn't think so. That's how young they are in the faith, right? Okay, remember him. I got to go back to this village, the same village, a few months later in June. You don't always get to go back to the same village, but this time I got to go back to the same village. I took my nephew Ryan with me. I have a nephew named Ryan. I have another nephew named William Barrett. My name is Ryan Barrett. I've got two nephews named after me. Isn't that fun? Ryan got to go with me in June. And we got to go back to this village, same village. There's one of those men, there's another one, and there's another one in there somewhere. This man right here, I discovered by now, he's going to the Bible college. I was like, oh, well, that's cool. Good. I was excited to see that. They were still meeting under this tree. We've since gone in and built down a structure. That was in June of 23. So fast forward to this trip, June of 2024, and here we are. We arrive at the little graduation, and we march in with these guys behind them, and we sit kind of up at the front. The audience is all over there. And while the ceremony is all going on, the MC walks over to me and said, hey, Ryan, you're going to be the chairman. It's okay. I'll be the chair. So they moved me to the front seat, the chairman's seat. Okay, I'm in the chairman's seat, right? The graduates are all sitting kind of to my right. And there's about four rows of them. And as I'm sitting there and the ceremony's kind of going on, I look over and I'm looking at them. The very back row, I'm having to look through different heads, but there's this one guy, we catch eyes, and I went, I know that guy. And I kind of gave him a little nod, and he gave me a little nod. That's Georgie right there. I didn't even know he was Christian. It was kind of this neat, from bricklayer to evangelist story. Mm-hmm. And I got to see it full circle. Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
It was a beautiful story. People are eager. When they hear the gospel of Jesus, they know they're hearing something different than everything else they've been heard all along. His wife happened to be there at the ceremony. We got to take a little reunion picture. Full circle. Love that. There's so many stories like that. When we were done with that graduation there in Palme, we came down to Lome. We checked on some things, went back to Joje, went back to Accra, and we flew on back home. I want to bring you back to the Kingdom Road, back to that original place that we visited. Oh, I wish this video worked. There's a video here, and it pans across, and you can see this entire thing full of men. All the men, and they're singing. I love the video because they're just singing. They're standing there singing. When we were here this time in June, we met with these men. 31 of the 32 congregations that we had planted in September were present here. So we went in September, planted these churches. These leaders started bubbling up. We started discipling them. They went through a six-month discipleship program, and 31 of those 32 villages sent representatives, those their leaders, to come get some more leadership training while we were there. And all of these men there are new Christians who are leaders who've gone through this six-month program. And it was really a special thing to be able to be a part of them. They're less than a year old in Christ, now being discipled. We got to stand before them and encourage them, remind them of who they are, remind them the kingdom that they're a part of. Remind them that they're not alone in the world. In the same way that we want to remind each other this morning, we're not alone in the world. There are no borders with the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There are no nationalities with the kingdom. There are no races. There's no economic status within the kingdom. We're all a part of this. You are a part of something that is massive. God bless you in that. There's no way this kingdom will ever fall. I want to give you just a few highlights from Ghana Mission. There's over 300 churches in Togo, over 250 churches in Ghana. They're averaging around 70 or so, including the children, lots of children. It's a whole generation that's being impacted. It's now growing up in the gospel. There's about 6,000 baptisms per year during our three campaigns. That's not including all the baptisms that's happening after we come back home. That's just kind of what we are a part of. And there's zero overhead. We're not taking any salaries for this. Nobody's getting paid a salary. We're walking beside the men who are living there, and we're helping them with the salary. We are helping them with their salary, but no Americans are taking any money from this. And for those of you, I know there's some engineers and accounting people and stuff like that. There's a bunch of numbers up there. If you want to read through all that, I'm not going to go through all that, but that just kind of gives you a little bit of an idea. I want you to turn over. I want to close with this. Turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, where Greg was leading us a few minutes ago in our thoughts. Again, Greg and I did not plan this at all. He had no idea I was going to bring this up. I had no idea he was going to say those words. That's kind of pretty neat. We call that very coincidental. Working over in Ghana. After we baptize people, we bring them back to their villages. We give them the proclaimer. We let them know we'll be back. We're going to come back. We're going to train you. But right there, the very first thing we do is we open up to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 and following. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he, or maybe it's it, is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All of this is from God, who through Christ did what? Reconciled us to himself. And gave us what? The ministry of what? Reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors of Christ. God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. So as soon as they come out of the water, you're a new creation. You're a minister. You're an ambassador. Reconcile people back to God. You are a minister who must reconcile people back to God. You have a task. You have an important task. People are waiting on you. People need you. Go and tell the good news of Jesus. And I'll tell you what, brethren, they're going and they're telling people about Jesus, and they're baptizing them into Christ, and the kingdom is growing right here in Ghana until they're out. You are ministers of reconciliation. You are ambassadors of Christ. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for all that you're doing in the kingdom. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for letting me speak to you about this morning. As always, there may be someone here who hasn't put on Christ. What are you waiting for? Today is the day. There is no other king. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. There is no other name by which we can be saved. He is the one that reconciles us back to God. How do we get back to God? Through Jesus. You put him on. You wear him. You become an ambassador. And then you go.